Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2 Tango Tango Tango, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call now. Okie dokie, I did not hear anything. That's a good thing, given the nature of the message. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and the Bergen Amateur Radio Technical Net is open to anybody who's licensed to operate in the 2-meter amateur radio band in these here United States of America. We welcome anybody to participate. In fact, we encourage you to participate even if you don't have a question or a comment. If you're just simply listening, we really would like to know that you're out there so we can kind of tailor the responses and questions to those who might be listening, even if you're not asking the question. So, with that, let's start with the process of checking in. Checking in is done the following way. We will call for Echolink check-ins. If you want to access via Echolink, you can launch your Echolink software or Echo Station software and look for K2 Fox Juliet hyphen L for link. K2, Kilo 2, Foxtrot Juliet hyphen link for hyphen L. So, we'll come back to those folks, but you might want to fire up your Echolink or tell your friends to if they're far away. They can listen to that as well. The next thing we're going to do is look for stations whose call signs begin with the letter November. If you have a call sign that begins with N as in November, we'd ask that you check in with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether or not you have a question, a comment, or none of the above. This is W2TTT. Nothing heard? How about stations whose call signs begin with Kilo?
W2TTT, this is KC2PYB. Good evening, I have one question.
Welcome, Richard, and I have a question for you since you're here. You'll probably be able to answer it. Very good. Your question is so noted. Any other Kilo stations, please call. Is that Stuart, KC2, Sierra, Quebec, Papa, is it? And do you have a question, Stuart? You're a little noisy. I'll come back to you, Stuart. You didn't make the repeater that time. Any other Kilos?
I have no questions.
The station who just checked in with no questions. So I missed your call sign and your name.
This is K2DSL David. No questions. And that was Stuart saying he has no questions.
I thought it might be. Very good. And you have no questions either, David. And good evening. Okay, any other Kilos? Alrighty. Any whiskey stations, please call.
Comments?
I'm sorry, I doubled with you. Say again, station.
Kilo 2 Delta Echo November, Denver, no questions, no comments.
Hi, Denver. K2 Delta Echo November. Very good. Good to hear you. And, alrighty. Any other Kilo stations? Okay, how about whiskey stations? Please call.
This is W2JEK, Don, no questions.
Maybe Don. And any other whiskey stations? Alrighty. Any stations who are checking at this time via Echolink, please call. Or
Brady. Any other stations wishing to check in via other means, please call. Any call sign, any prefix. Alrighty, well, we have Richard with his question. We also have Stuart with no questions. And David, Denver, and Don. It's a DDDDD kind of thing at the end of our check-in list. Alrighty. So, Richard, good evening. What is your question, sir?
Good evening. This is KC2PYB. A couple of weeks ago at the kit night, I had some hamsticks tuned. Jim was very nice to help me there with it, with his antenna analyzer. And I was wondering, now, each of these antennas is tuned to just one frequency band. And when I use that with my radio, will I need an antenna tuner, or do I go just straight from the antenna straight to the back of the radio with that? Over.
Good question. If you use the frequency to which the antenna was tuned, and your installation is consistent with the situation it was tuned in, then you should be fine on that frequency, plus or minus a little bit. But beyond that, you may need a tuner for maximum efficiency.
Well, I was planning to use it on the car, the mag mount, stationary, not moving. And that's exactly how they were tuned, on the exact vehicle that they were going to be used on. So then apparently I, you know, using the car as the counterpoise. So apparently I wouldn't need a, from what you're saying, I wouldn't need a antenna tuner. Over.
Yeah, let me give you an example. If I use my 40-meter whip and I tune it for, let's say, 70255, the East Car's frequency, it'll work pretty much over the top 100 kilohertz of the band pretty well. But if I go below 200, it's going to need a little bit of a tuner. Because these radios, as you know, roll back their output quite, you know, decidedly based on how the SWR is. The SWR protection circuit really kicks in hard. But, yeah, basically, if you're operating pretty much where you had it tuned, you'll be fine. Anybody else have any comments for Richard?
72JK.
On, please.
Okay, one thing I found, I'm using a Yaesu FT840 here in the shack for HF, and I have a, for 160 meters, I have a long, what you might call a long wire antenna. Well, it's not long enough for 160, it's about 110 feet long. And I use a series inductor, which is part of my antenna tuner to make it resonant. And what way I check that is that after I think I have it set up right, I check on the, I bring the power up. I usually start testing this thing out at 5 watts. And I bring the power up, and if it'll run at 100, if I can bring up 100 watts output on the output meter on the radio, I know that I've tuned up right. And if I get off frequency, and it'll only go up, you know, if it goes off frequency a ways, maybe I'll only get up to 50 watts or 20 watts, depending on circumstance. But that's one way of checking. If you have your radio in the car, if you're going up, see how far you can go with, let's say, 100 watts, or how far you can go with, say, 50 watts before the, let's just say, you, like Gordon mentions, you go below 7200 on the 40 meters, and you set up to 7255, and let's say you get down to 7100, then you only run it, only push 25 watts out. Well, then you know, then you're going to need a tuner to make the radio stopped folding back and cutting down the power. But basically, in that situation, you'd need a tuner to make it look like the antenna was resonant on the 7100 rather than the 7250. So that's the way you have to deal with it. Depending on your, how many frequency excursions you have, I mean, any short antenna is going to be more sensitive to changes in the SWR than a longer antenna, especially a small mobile antenna. With that back in that, W2JK.
That was good advice, and yeah, and especially for bands like 40 and 80, you know, if you can put a inductive tuner, essentially a tapped coil at the base, to, if you will, lengthen it, it allows you to go high in the band with the antenna without invoking the full tuner or any of the tuner, and then you can use the coil to, if you will, lower your frequency. And that makes it simple, and it really is, in many ways, preferable. And, you know, start playing with capacitors and all sorts of, you know, Pi networks and such, you don't need that. So anyway, what else can I tell you about? Anybody else have any comments for Richard? That was those are all good. Alrighty. Anybody else with comments? Well, actually, I said that already. Richard, back to you for your comments.
Okay, like I said, no, that basically answers it. So basically you're saying I could run straight over to the antenna unless I'm going to start pushing a lot of power or something like that. What I'm going to be using is the ST-897 operating from batteries. I forget when the, off the top of my head right now, when the next VHF contest is, but I'm going to try the, the rover again and see what happens there on that. Over.
Well, that'd be great. I'm not so sure, you know, for 6 meters you won't need much. You know, unless you're, you want to be horizontal. In which case it gets a little more complicated, but I bought myself a simple MFJ 2-meter 5/8 mag mount antenna that's also a quarter wave, a very nice quarter wave by the way, on 2 meters. So I've got 6 meters, pardon me, on six. So that's another thing to consider as well. Alrighty. Any last comments, Richard?
Do you know the number of that mag mount antenna? Over.
Yes, I can get it for you in a moment. I think I have one in the back of the car. I think I have it in the package. So stand by. I'll go look and get it for you on the next go-round. My question for you, by the way, is I've been seeing all these SCT messages, which makes sense, but is the SCT this weekend or the following weekend?
The following weekend. It's 3-4, I believe.
Good answer. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So we've had SCT, pre-SCT messages, which is kind of nice, actually, circulating, as you know. It's kind of ironic some of those messages have been... actually somewhat reflective of what's going on in the southeast, which is amazing.
I guess they're going to do the tsunami thing again or whatever. I got messages 1 and 2. Number 2 came in today, and that's what it looks like it's building at. You know, it's raining, let's run to the shelter type thing. Here we go again, but at least I won't have to worry about do I go to the ham fest or the set. So back to you, Gordon.
Yes, I think that's a really good thing that we don't have that problem. That's one of my next tasks, actually, is to... I've been invited to my mother's house on Saturday next week, and so I'm trying to... she would like it for lunch. I think it's going to be like a mid-afternoon lunch so that we can... square away the steps. I think the step's going to be a morning exercise, isn't it?
I don't have any information on that yet. Just it'll be 3-4 It's probably gonna be one of these. It's raining, and they set up a few shelters, and they do a few road patrols and things like that. I think it's gonna be like the last set, run along that line. Over.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Every time we think we know something, we learn that we don't. All right. Very good. Anybody else have any comments about the SCT? And I'm going to just be a slight... I'm going to turn the volume up and go to the rear end of my truck here to pick up that model number that Richard requests. So anybody have any comments about SCT? W2TTT.
J-E-K with a comment when you get back, Gord.
Go ahead with your comment, John.
Yes. W2JK, you mentioned quarter wave whip 6 meters, which is a 5/8 on 2 meters with vertical. Only thing is, when you get to thinking about if you're in a contest, you probably want to get something that's horizontally polarized, either a simple dipole above the roof of your vehicle or one of those halo things, because none of those 20 dB on cross polarization for ground wave communication. Over.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's simple enough, but it's, it has some limits. Okay, the model number, it comes with a mag mount, a coil, and a whip. And the mag mount actually has 10 or 15 feet of coax on it in the package. It's an MFJ 1728 Bravo. 1728 Bravo.
Okay, thanks a lot. I do that. I copied that down. 1728 B's and boy. Over.
Roger, roger. Okay. And I think Don's device is well placed. Alrighty. The SCT will be certainly interesting. I'm hoping that it's a limited time thing, but we'll see. I speak with George about how much time I should block off. Go from there, and we'll definitely have some shall we say statuses on that at the TechNet next week. So I'll make a point of gathering that. ISO also GB2GMM has been issuing packet messages as well, and all sorts of goodies. Alrighty, so. Let's see, any more about SCT? Don't have a short night, not tonight, but okay. Let's see. Everybody's watching that that Ranger Capitals game. Hi, hi. Preseason hockey, anyway. Alrighty, so let's see. I'm just trying to think who goes next. Why don't we do a check-in real quick? Anybody else want to check into that with or without a question, please call.
KO2OK. Good evening, Gordon. No questions, no comments. Good evening.
Okay, very good, Bennett. Nice to hear you. And be right there. Hold on a second. Alrighty. So, welcome aboard. Anybody else have any check-ins? Alrighty, nothing heard. Any other questions for the net? I got one or two announcements. Alrighty, just a reminder, everybody, at noontime on Sunday is the fox hunt. So make sure you get to the Barra Fox Hunt then. And, boy, am I getting popular here. And, just keep that in mind. Maybe someone wants to say something about the Fox Hunt this weekend.
anybody have any comments about the Foxconn? Okay, nothing heard on that one. All right, well, you don't need much. An HT, a moderately directional antenna, and a rubber duck. You can always shield the rubber duck with your body. That's always a good technique as well when you get close in. So do consider that as well. So they meet at the school, at Westwood High School in Washington Township at 12 o'clock, and instructions will start to be given then, and I'm sure within a half hour or so they'll get rolling. Noel is our fox. I am not going to be able to assist him, so that will mean that you will have little trouble in identifying whether you found the target once you found it. And Noel has actually promised that you'll be able, if you find him, you will have found the target. That's what he's saying. So good luck with that, boys and girls. And I will not be able to join you, unfortunately. I'm coming back from a scout trip, and I've got to take apart stuff for the church carnival at that point. So it is what it is. So any other comments, questions, announcements for the net? I have one other. The Barra meeting is a week from now. No, 2 weeks from now. Wait, no, it's next week. Let me think. Today is the 24th, so we're, yes, a week from this weekend, so it is next weekend on Sunday, and it is a member show and tell. So bring your 5 minute or less presentation and your goodies, and feel free to make yourself a spectacle and show off what you like to do at ham radio, even if it's something modest that you don't think is particularly surprising to people. If it's surprising and pleasant to you, bring it. That's the important thing. Show us what impresses you about ham radio, even if it's something small or something grand. Bring pictures if it's too big to bring. Anyway, so thank you, everybody. I'll take one more set of questions or go around, and then we're going to secure. Okay, anybody have any comments? I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight. KC2PYB, KC2SQP, KA2DSL, K2DEN, W2JEK, and KO2OK, and this is W2TTT for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, K2BAR, thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater, as well as for your kind participation. Godspeed all, and we'll see you on the weekend or next weekend. W2TTT.